This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bring the bass back.
The Asian Pop Experiment. Crazy with the K, pop.
Joy.org.au.
Oh my God.
Hey, this is Jay Skips of the Asian Pomp Experiment. We are live to you Thursdays every week, 7pm to 8pm on 94.9 FM in Melbourne, online at joy.org.au/listen live. Plus, you can get all the info on us via our Facebook page, the Asian Pomp Experiment, and our group. So make sure you join and make sure you like us. If you are part of our group, you'll find out all there is to know about our podcast, and you can subscribe to that podcast from our group or page. We are beside ourselves to present to you this podcast, this very important podcast, to find out who's coming to Australia and what it's all about. So we now interview Gilbert, who is marketing assistant at JK Entertainment, to get the lowdown, find out all there is to know. You want to hear this, so keep listening to this Asian Pop Experiment podcast.
You're listening to a Joycast from community radio station Joy 94.9.
DJ, put it back.
Life is pleasure.
Joining us on the line right now for the Asian Pop Experiment, a representative of JK Entertainment, who is about to bring us some exciting news of an event that is sure to blow your socks off. We welcome now JK Entertainment marketing assistant Gilbert to the Asian Pop Experiment. Hi, Gilbert.
Hi.
I think we might be a little bit more excited about you right now. Kane.
Rumours have been circulating and people are waiting in anticipation to find out what event you're about to announce and how they can get involved. So who is coming to Australia and what should we expect to see?
YG Entertainment is coming to Australia.
Wow. YG Auditions.
Yeah, YG Auditions. Yeah, it's for Australia. Part of the YG Entertainment Global Audition.
Very good. Gilbert, usually we see entertainment agencies such as SM Entertainment looking beyond the Korean borders for future K-pop recruits. We know that YG has sourced from Singapore and United States, Korea, just to name a few countries. But this is really something quite unique, especially for Australia, right, isn't it?
This is quite a unique event. This is first time YG shows their interest to Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have few interview in the other countries, but
Do you think that the K-pop Music Festival 2011 that was held in Sydney last year, and you guys worked on bringing that to Sydney, do you think that that helps in efforts to get people interested at YG Entertainment to do such an event here?
Yeah, definitely, yes. It could affect some people, yeah, because inspire some people, so...
Great.
Yeah.
So, Gilbert, what will make the YG Audition Australia stand out from other previous YG auditions around the globe?
We are not informed too much yet, so they are keeping too much secret to us for now.
Okay, so it's all top secret for now.
Yeah, it's top secret for now.
They're very good at releasing little bits of information for everyone, week by week, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is it possible that YG CEO Yang Hyuk-suk will be in attendance and judging?
No, he won't be. He won't be here, but the managers will come, yeah.
Managers?
Yeah, his manager.
Will you be dressing as the CEO of YG Entertainment yourself just to look like him and make it look like he's there? You see, the secret nature of YG Entertainment, I think, is running off on Gilbert. He's a little bit too scared to say what he really wants to say. We'd like to ask you, Gilbert, if you expect any YG artists to be in attendance at the auditions. But we'll ask you a little bit more on that later to build the anticipation. See, YG, you're teaching us as well. What kind of people are they looking for this time around at the Australian auditions for YG? Is it all ages, all races, all nationalities?
Yes, it's for all ages, all race, all nationality. It doesn't really matter. So they're only looking for talented people.
Wow.
Which is something that I see quite often with YG in particular. Like when I see JYP auditions and SM auditions, usually they have an age restriction, and sometimes they say all nationalities are permitted, but not all, they don't say all races specifically. But YG is pretty good at specifically saying that all ages, all races, all nationalities.
Yeah. Actually, the underage people just need the parents.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Parents'
yeah,
consent.
Yeah.
Are there any special prerequisites for auditioning, such as, you know, do they need to have had gone to music school already, or do they need to prepare their own equipment and music and stuff, or, you know, do they have to speak a specific language or anything like that?
Nothing at all, but maybe if you speak Korean, it could be more advantage.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all about K-pop stuff.
Yeah.
You should know about K-pop.
Sure. That would be helpful. And I'm guessing it would also be helpful if a person was to speak not only fluent English and Korean, but also maybe Cantonese or Mandarin or Japanese. Most likely, especially Japanese.
Yeah, but you can, there will be more advantage for them. But yeah, they will take you to Korea and they will train you with Korean stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Cool. And I'm assuming that if your Korean language skills aren't spectacular right now, that while you're there in training, you will be taught the Korean language.
Yeah, they will.
Do you think any of the artists would visit too, such as 21 or Big Bang or Seven, anyone like that? Will they be at the auditions?
Not yet right now, but we are trying to organize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think you have a chance?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe they could be one of the judges.
Not the judges, but they will come and visit.
I think I know what's going to happen, Gilbert. I think that Seven is going to come out to launch his first chicken store in Sydney CBD, and he will be singing at the opening. Can you confirm this?
I don't know. I hope so, yeah.
If he did that, I would move to Sydney.
Fingers crossed. You've recently announced that JK Entertainment will be staging K-pop training courses. So how will these differ from the YG audition process?
Yep, the YG audition is for looking for the talented people and train them with the name of YG audition. YG family.
Yeah.
And K-pop training courses for any people, every people who wanna train with the K-pop.
Okay, so the main difference is YG are looking to launch someone, whereas JK Entertainment will be teaching anyone locally who is interested and becomes an who joins the course to learn in depth about the industry and how to become a K-pop star.
Yep.
So will successful graduates of your K-pop training for JK Entertainment be signed under the a future JK label, or will they just be recommended to other Korean labels?
They were transferred to Korean labels.
Okay, yeah. Wow. So you might be working alongside Boa, sitting at her conference table.
I wish.
Kane can only hope. So, Gilbert, where will the YG auditions be held? Please say they're Melbourne.
It's going to be in Sydney. Chester Concourse Theatre.
Great. And what day would that be? Do we have a date yet?
Yeah. It's 7th April.
Wow. So not too far away. The 7th of April.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like I better learn to sing before then.
Yeah.
Will there be any assistance to people that are located outside of Sydney to be seen and heard by YG Entertainment if they can't make it to the audition in the flesh? Or, like, could they perhaps send a video in or some audio, or do they have to be there in person?
It's not noticed yet, it's one day audition, so you better not miss out.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, it's going to be pretty hard to wait around for the next YG audition, I'm thinking. In Sydney anyway, or in Australia anyway. Well, Gilbert, thank you very much for joining us on the Asian Pop Experiment to let us know about the announcement of YG Entertainment's auditions and the JK Entertainment K-pop training. Thank you so much. And I know this is one of your first radio interviews, so thank you very much. You've done a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Keep in touch.
Tweet us now.
Twitter.com/
Asian Pop X.
Twitter.com/AsianPopX. Joy 94.9. It's a wave. The Asian Pop Experiment. Hit us up on Facebook. Twitter.com/
Asian Pop X.
The Asian Pop Experiment. The Asian Pop Experiment. Joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.